I want is all that I can be. And maybe one day God will show me what I need. Right now, I'm not so sure about myself. Will I ever turn and face myself and learn to fly? I've always heard that mirrors never lie, but that's not true because I see a man but feel a child. There are some of us who can hear a voice inside, a truthful voice that says, yes, you were born to fly, you were born to fly. We were born to fly high. We were born to fly. And so was I. I asked myself, what will I come to be? I have a choice now, so I guess it's up to me. Maybe I will make a difference in this world. Maybe I will teach another boy or another girl how to fly. Teach them all that they were born to fly. Then we were born to fly, and so was I. But when you live in a world that tells you that you can't, and when you live in a world that says you must be something other than what you are, in a world that forgets he was born to fly. That we were born to fly. That we were born to fly.
I am your host, May Leilani, and this is the Universal Spiritual Connection, presents the World Global Healing Circle of Light. Mahalo to all the listeners of PalTalk.com and BBSRadio.com. Our call-in numbers are USA 888-228-4494, or 877-489-6350, and our direct lines are same area code 530-776-5185 and 876-9919. Welcome, welcome to each and every one of you to the World Global Healing Circle of Light. It is a true honor to have each and every one of you with us for this evening. I want to tell you all, you may want to get something to write with. There's going to be a wealth of information shared with each and every one of you tonight. And please, if you have any questions or comments that you would like to share with our guests for this evening or in the room, please feel free to do so. And I'd like to invite each and every one of you to my personal show page with bbsradio.com. I have a wealth of information posted for your convenience for our guests this evening. And for all you listeners in Pal Talk, we will be continuously posting not only the call-in numbers, but also our guest name, the title of the show, and also her website for each and every one of your convenience. So before we invite our guest onto the show this evening, please allow me to share with you the wonderful background of our guests for this evening. Our title for the show tonight is How to Manifest Heaven on Earth and Full Realization of the Tree of Life, Shifting the Paradigm, the Changes, the Challenges, and How to Make the Most of These Times that We All Face. Our guest this evening is Dr. Michelle Harrison. She captures her audience with her knowledge and unique perspective. With a background in science and 10 years experience as a wellness consultant, she has a wealth of information and strategies for lasting health and well-being. She has created a program for personal growth and empowerment with true healing. Inspired by her life, she brings time, honored, and much-needed teachings, trainings, and services to the world worldwide. Today, she offers not only seminars, classes, and training programs worldwide, but she is with us tonight. Her website address is freeyourbeing.com. And let me say that again, freeyourbeing, B-E-I-N-G.com. As Michelle earning a doctorate in medicine at the University of Missouri, at Columbia in 1997, Dr. Harrison created the basic program and the ABCs of health and wellness from over 10 years of study, research, and practice in natural medicine and holistic healing. With metaphysical training and certification, she has a hands-on direct experience to share with healers and teachers, so that they may assist others in their progression towards the light. She will share with each of us tonight with simple and effective tools and techniques. She is developing a new system of health care based on prevention, a system that addresses the all of us integrated holistic care. The focus is education with training and services for personal and spiritual empowerment, applied spirituality, science, and mystery meet the unknown becomes known, the mysteries of disease and illness, health and wellness revealed as simple as ABC. So without further delay, please, let's all give our guests this evening a warm welcome to the World Global Healing Circle of Light. Welcome, Michelle.
Aloha, Leilani. Thanks for having me on the show tonight.
It is an honor to have you with us, and I am excited to introduce you to all the listeners that are tuned into the show every week. And before we get started, Michelle, I would like to let all of you know out there that this is another teacher of mine that I've been excited about introducing you all personally to her. And so this is another exciting moment for myself, and I'm so much more excited for all of you tonight. So it's great to have you, Michelle.
Oh, great. Well, I'm honored to be here and to be able to speak to your audience. And as you know, this is what the work's about letting people know what's going on and what you can do about the changes. Information is power. Knowledge is power. And this is the time to be empowered.
Absolutely, and all the listeners of this show have heard me say this for the past 4 years, that knowledge is empowerment, and we are indeed facing many changes on our planet. So let me ask you this question. What are the changes for all of us, not only for Earth, but heaven and the universe?
The changes are immense. That, you know, we could talk for hours on that subject. The changes, basically, we're moving to the next step. Not just we as humans, Mother Earth is moving to the next step. Every level above us and below us is moving to the next step. It's another change in the page of evolution. The twist this time is that we are going to do it right here, right now. That the form isn't destroyed. The form is being transformed. That we are being transformed right here, right now. That we can make this transition without disaster, without pain, without a tremendous amount of struggle. The more we know, the more we empowered, the more tools we have available to us to use, and the more we understand how to use the tools and powers of heaven in the universe, the more we all evolve. Not just for us, but for all of consciousness and all of being.
Absolutely. So let me ask you this question then. When let's go a little bit deeper about the changes with humanity. What does that look like? How does that show up in our own personal spiritual growth and evolution?
Well, some of the changes have already occurred. For example, we used to have three separate biorhythms. So maybe when we were up emotionally, we might be kind of tired physically, or we might be kind of fatigued mentally, or vice versa. We might be really sharp mentally, but just our emotions were just really down. Well, if you've noticed, it really isn't like that anymore. Instead of having three separate rhythms, we have one. And with that one, we have a peak and we have a valley. And we have a peak and we have a valley on a three-hour cycle starting at 6 a.m. for everybody. We're all on the same cycle. If you know about it, there's tools and things you can do to help so you don't go down so low. When you were down low before, you had something else to help you up, but now it's not like that. Now we only have one rhythm. Because as we're moving into a unity consciousness, we're operating on one rhythm now. It's part of us becoming one mind as individual conscious awareness. So that's one of the changes that have happened. The other change is our chakra system is evolving. Our seven chakras are now vibrating at a higher plane of existence than we're currently living on. So a new chakra system is evolving. We're going from having seven chakras to 2,418 chakras.
Wow. So can you repeat that number of the new chakras that are all coming in?
2,418.
So when you say the new chakras are coming in, do they actually descend down into our physical? How does that show up for us?
It'll show up first in your light body as you become more aware and open to the gifts around you. That's why the DNA activation is important and having some assistance in this process, because the change is a huge transition. We're going from seven chakras to 2,418 chakras. This is all happening spontaneously to varying degrees of success and thoroughness.
So what I feel that I'm hearing from you is that what yourself has to offer to people worldwide is the acceleration or the quantum leap to integrate the chakra system at a much quicker pace.
Yeah, exactly.
Ah,
yeah, and do it in a way that's good for the body and that doesn't... Just do it in the way that's the best for the individual and the DNA activation as well. Most of us realize we only use 20% of our mind. Well, most of us only use about 20% of our DNA. And we are going from having two strands of DNA to having 144 strands of DNA. This is the change that's happening within our cellular structure for us all. We're going from two strands of DNA to 2,418, that's chakras, to 144 strands of DNA.
Wow. Real quick, Michelle, we have a flood of comments coming in, so if you will permit, I'm going to read some of these comments to you. Free Child says, wow, Michelle is excellent. And if you'll give me just a moment, I'm going to get to the other ones.
Okay.
Free Child also says, consciousness and vibration energies are indeed shifting. And let's see if we've got any more here. Thank you, Free Child, for your wonderful your thoughts that you have shared with us tonight. Would you like to comment on that? Oh, wait a minute. There's another one here from Free Child, and she says that 2,418 chakra is the power soul and groups and soul and groups join in the unity of purpose and intent of divine love.
Exactly. Well, that's the full realization of the full activation of your DNA and the next step for humanity.
Absolutely.
Yep, uniting mind, body, soul, physical, soul, and spirit. Physical and soul is where it's the next step. That's what absolutely needs to happen for everybody, for you to transition. It's your light body that's making this transition. We've all got to transform our physical bodies to more light body.
Well, let me ask you this question then, Michelle. For the listeners that are sitting and saying, well, you know, what is the light body? Could you please explain to all of us when you refer to light body?
Well, your light body, it's a body that when you go to sleep at night, that's the part of you that goes and dreams. Your light body is what your physical body is made from. It's more your body than your physical body is. It's the blueprint of who you are. It's the formation of where you and your soul unite. So that's your light body.
Excellent. Well,
and most of us...
Go ahead.
You know, there's varying degrees of development of our light body.
Would you please share with us the different degrees of the light body?
If you're really identified with your physical self and really attached to the things of this world, you're going to have a great amount of difficulty during these times.
Okay.
The more... you can realize the lightness of your own body instead of the dense physical nature of your own body. So I think it's more of a measure of your degree of density.
So if you would, clear up when you refer as well about density. When you refer to density, is that all about the different emotions and mental and also the experiences that we have all experienced in life, where it does a collection of holding that within our own physical and auric fields as well?
Yeah, exactly. And it makes you heavy, and so you kind of fall, you know, it weighs on you. All that stuff, it weighs on it. It uses your energy. It doesn't serve your highest purpose, yeah. And it's a level of our being that not very many people are aware of personally, and not a lot of practitioners are really, they may be aware of it, but very misinformed and underinformed as to the true nature. It's a little bit hard to, if you don't have any frame of reference, it's hard to know really what's going on, and a lot of people have been kind of hunting in the dark, doing this with chakras or doing that and doing that thing without having a clear understanding. And the work that I do is just to help clear that understanding up so that we can be effective light workers and do what we mean to do and how we mean to do it. And also be able to offer, you know, tools to help other people be able to grow their own conscious awareness and be able to make this transition. I don't know how well I answered your question. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I'd actually like to take a moment to share my own thoughts with the listeners tonight. And, you know, personally for myself, I have seen, as most of you have actually witnessed and made many comments to me with all the changes I have made, because a lot of you have known me for quite some time. And I will say I've done major changes with the work. I'd like to share with all of you tonight that I've actually done the DNA activations and have spent also doing the, what Michelle calls is the King Solomon healing sessions with her as well. And many of you have also met Todd Stockwell and the Power Beyond as well. So that is another area where it has really, really shifted my whole entire reality, not only just with myself on a personal spiritual level, but it has also flowed into my personal life as well. And isn't that right, Michelle?
Yes, this is what it's about.
Absolutely.
You get your DNA activated. The ceremonial healing is a further step for the full activation and the full healing of your light body, your less dense physical body, your aura, your etheric body, the part of you that needs attention, and that
yes.
part that you can't fix yourself. And once you get it fixed, then you can, well, it totally changes your life quickly and easily and effectively.
Well, I'm sure we've already touched on this earlier in the show, but I would like to go ahead and ask you again. And before I ask you this question, for all those that are just tuning in, our guest for this evening is Dr. Michelle Harrison. I'd like to share her website with all of you this evening, and that is freeyourbeing.com. Once again, that website is freeyourbeing.com. And before I ask you that question, Michelle, share with all of our listeners tonight about some of the upcoming classes that you will be offering.
Well, May 4th, I'm offering a soul retrieval Shiva Lingam healing class. Very powerful healing modality and a way to tap into the full power of those Shiva Lingam stones that some of you may be familiar with. It's really nice to learn how to use the tools. This weekend we're doing tools and training too for initiates. And this is the second part of training for professional level services for initiates that they can provide to serve the public. Be doing another pre-initiation training Mother's Day weekend for those who are ready to either step further into their own metaphysical education and study. It's a great foundation and a great place to start, or to take their work and their spirit, whoever's interested to take their work or their spiritual evolution to the next level. This is the work that's, this class is what's needed to become an initiate.
Excellent. Thank you for sharing that information with us. And I also want to remind our listeners tonight that I have all Michelle's classes posted on my show page with bbsradio.com. And we're also posting all the classes for your convenience and for all the listeners in Pal Talk as well. So on that note, Michelle, let me ask you this question, and I know that you've already touched on some of this, but I'd like to go ahead and revisit that at this time. So why is it that this great work you do is so important to all of us?
This is what humanity needs to make this transition happen. This is survival technology. It's the best thing that you as an individual can do to help everybody else. And it's the best thing that I can train somebody and spend my time talking to and helping somebody realize for themselves. the most powerful tools that I have found in my own process for helping somebody realize themselves fully, to attain everything that is within their power and ability to attain.
Wow. And I do know that that is truth because I've experienced it myself. Let me ask you this question. What is needed most at this time, and what's the best thing anyone can do to help?
What is needed the most at this time is for those who are strong of mind and brave of heart to get their etheric DNA activated. The Adam Cadman or etheric DNA activation is the best thing that anybody can do right now. Be empowered, bring the change, make your world vision, your vision of world unity, make it come to life.
So let me ask you this, Michelle. Let's go back and revisit the DNA activations. Can you dive a little deeper into what a DNA activation looks like? How do you go about this process? And then into how that will enhance our own spiritual gifts and abilities to assist others.
Okay, well, the DNA activation is kind of a hard concept to understand because we really do have a kind of limited perspective on DNA currently. We are going basically from having two strands to 144 strands. Most people only have a small percentage of their DNA activated. We can look at it in parts. If we look at the whole 144, most people have four of the 144 lights turned on, or aspects of their DNA active and useful. People who have done a lot of light work or committed to serving the light full time, they might have 6 to 8 of the 144 activated and turned on. The truly slow people have 1 or 2. We need to go to 144, all of us. The DNA activation makes that happen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This DNA activation is different than other processes. This activates the etheric level of your DNA. So it activates the DNA of your physical body. It also activates the DNA of your aspects above your physical body, your elemental aspects, your soul aspects, and group soul aspects, as well as your group families and above that. This DNA activation means a lot. It means full empowerment. Right now, if the only DNA you have activated is the DNA that you procreate, that you eat, and that you might study and look at the world around you, or you might go a little further than that, or a little further than that, you haven't even got to the spiritual aspect of your being. We have.
I can really feel that.
I think if all of us connect with our soul and with our insides, we can all feel it. This is what our souls have asked. We have asked God to be like God. We said we want to bring our bodies too. We want to be like you. We are gods in training. DNA activation is just part one for making that possible. Otherwise, how are you going to do it on your own? I tried to activate my own DNA. I was one of the people that got up to 8, and it was a lot of work. The DNA activation was something that Spirit told me to ask for. I asked for. When I met the person who gave it to me, I actually had them do it on my friend first. When I saw that they knew what they were doing, then I let them do it, and I know it's real. It's the tool I was looking for, a true tool of empowerment. This is a tool that was lost to humanity. This is something that we all need to have. And the beauty of it is we don't all need to get activated. If just enough of us get activated, we all become fully activated. We all become fully lit up. have full access to our physical DNA, our soul DNA, and our spirit DNA.
So let me ask you this, Michelle, because, and I'm going to bring forth a comment you just made. So what I feel that I heard from you is that it only takes so many of us to fully embrace the DNA activation, and it creates a ripple effect for our sisters and brothers worldwide and their own DNA activation. Is that correct?
Yep, that's correct. And it also travels 3 to 5 generations before us and behind us, because DNA is not bound by time and space. Your DNA activation has impacted your family. My DNA and activation has impacted my family, even though they live across the country. You're living, you know, ways away too.
Yes. Well, let me ask you this then, because you said 5 generations back and 5 generations forward.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean by that it has an effect on these generations?
It makes it so that they can come into the full potential right here, right now. They don't have to do any. It's when you get your DNA activated, not only does it benefit you, it benefits your spiritual family and your group family on a spirit level tremendously. It's really incredible the results it has. This DNA activation, what this has brought, has kind of exceeded anybody's expectations on what it could do.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's take a moment here, Michelle, and, you know, because a lot of the people that are listening tonight actually know me, and, you know, they've had wonderful opportunities to have intimate conversations with me, and you know, a lot of comments I've actually received from them is, wow, you have really changed and shifted. And, you know, just last night I had a group of individuals that were asking me, what is this that you are doing, as you always say in class? But let's use Leilani as an example, because you have been my teacher and you've done the DNA activations. You're doing the King Solomon sessions on me as well. I've participated with a lot of the classes and along with the training that we all go through. If you would share some of your thoughts of, you know, my progression as an observer, as a teacher, with the listeners tonight.
Oh, I've seen a tremendous amount of progression since we first met. Just you as a, you've grown and changed so much, and very typical results, actually very typical results. You can have. You are no exception. You had things going on in your energetic body that were holding you back and that were getting on your way. Even as you've gone through the ceremonial healing, more and more of you have been opened up and linked up. We get hurt, we get dinked, we get chinked and broken a little bit along the way. So this level of work, well, it's a lifetime of accumulated things, because most of us don't know how to fix it. We did things to help us survive. We don't necessarily know how to undo them or redo them. We all do things before we come into this world to help us stay in the physical and to help us have our gift come on when we're ready. But since we've forgotten about this aspect of our being, there aren't too many healers, and it's not like, you know, your family doctor or your friend can say, here, it's time for your crown chakra cap to come off. Now, that's something that will happen as you do your own progress, but it's something that if it's ready to come off and somebody can take it off, I think that's even better. Or if you have a thought form that you've been working on letting go, which, you know, with some of what was going on with you, you take those thought forms out of the aura, and all, how much did your life change just, like, immediately after some of that work?
Oh.
Like, by the time you got home.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, I don't believe there's any words on this planet that can express that major shift and change that, you know, as I was driving home, even just a little sitting in, in the space at the time the work was being done. And it has made major changes in my life. And I will say this to all our listeners tonight. That was the key for me because, you know, I felt like it was spinning my wheels. I felt like everything I was attempting to create just seemed to just fall between, you know, slip between my fingers. I felt as though that there was these continuous blocks and major blocks in front of me all the time, and I would get so frustrated. I knew my heart was there, and I knew that I was divinely connected, but I thought, you know, what is it that I'm doing wrong? You know, and I know a lot of you can actually relate to what I'm saying. I've heard many of you share your own thoughts in those regards as well. And what has really been profound for me is the peace within. Being able to stand amidst uncomfortable situations or challenges and be very solid in my foundation, grounded. As a lot of you know, that it was very difficult for me to stay in my own physical body. And now, every day I can celebrate with my own self of the accomplishments, the growth that I have made. No longer do I deal with blocks or those constant thought forms that whispered in my ear that I was less than or I wasn't worthy enough as a spiritual being here on this planet. Now I can say I'm truly of service to all my sisters and brothers. And I know that all of you can actually feel my heart tonight. But before I go any further, I'd like to welcome all the listeners that have just tuned in. Our guest for this evening is Dr. Michelle Harrison. Her website is freeyourbeing.com. Once again, that is freeyourbeing, B-E-I-N-G.com. Let me ask you this. Oh, and by the way, I did want to share with all of you is that I have the ability now to assist our sisters and brothers with DNA activations and many other wonderful techniques that I have learned from Michelle. And Michelle, share with us some of when you made the statement about cap removal. Mm-hmm. What is that, and how does what does that mean for all of us?
We all put caps on, well, our crown chakras, crystals in specific locations, plates and armor on to help facilitate us in our life, to help keep us safe, to help keep us from being too open. If trauma happens, then we add extra plates and do extra things. This is just part of our structure. It's just part of our less dense physical structure, even though you can be aware of this physically. It's just your level of awareness. It's part of you. Some of this armor is, well, sometimes it gets damaged and stuff, and sometimes you outgrow it. And also, when you're ready to develop, those crystals need to come out. They will come out on their own, but they can be really painful and just quite difficult to get them out. Sometimes they get damaged. It's something that if our society remembered who we were more, this work would have been done for you already. Having your crown chakra cap taken off, it would have been part of your initiation rite for becoming an adult. You would have got your the stuff that was meant to keep you okay when you were little and before you knew better in place. But when you become older and you understand how to take care of yourself and how to work with energy, then you don't need those things, and they can actually block your progress and your connection with the light. I myself was aware of my armor, and with the help of my higher self, I took it off. I didn't know what it was at the time. All I could feel was there's something between me and the light. Crystals do the same thing. They block the flow of the energy. So for somebody to be empowered, you need to just clean them up and tune them up. yeah. and get rid of the things that no longer serve their higher purpose. You do all this work with guidance, and you work, you know, you work really hard to make sure that you have the clear guidance. They always do what's in the best interest and for the highest good of the person.
Yes. Now, Free Child makes a statement in the to you, and she says, repair and realign all our bodies, update our spiritual toolkits and gifts.
Yes.
Well said, wouldn't you say?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Well, let me ask you this, for all those listeners that are sitting back right now going, what? What is she talking about? Crystals and armor and all those types of things. Let's dive a little bit deeper in there so we can accomplish a better understanding for the listeners. You know, some of us have heard of implants placed in our fields and in our tube of light and those types of things. So if you would, share a little bit more of your thoughts with that.
Well, there's all kinds of stuff you can have in your aura. Implants, arrows, daggers, rips, tears, holes. It's just, there's a lot more to who we are than most of us commonly recognize.
Yes,
that,
there
this is.
Is
the kind of work to if there's anything that anybody else has put in your aura, that kind of stuff's really easily removed. It's really not that common that it happens. But certainly daggers and swords. When somebody looks at you and they're shooting you daggers, there are energetic daggers that shoot into your aura. Our auric bodies, the part we work with the most, is 9 feet around us, 9 foot radius around us. So when you come into a room and you like that person and you want to be next to them in their energy, you like your energy and their energy. You like being in their energy. We're the same thing. If somebody has negative energy and they walk even just 3 feet away from you, you feel it. You're aware of it. They're walking through your auric body. This is the part of the body that, with just a little bit of effort, can make a dramatic effect in your life. Just a little bit of healing on this level.
Yes, now Free Child has a comment in the room that I'd like to share with you, Michelle, and she says, caps are placed also based on what we are bringing in and also the ray from where we came in on. Would you like to make a comment on that?
It's just part of, you know, where we come from and everything. I mean, it's all, you can actually, once you, like, understand more, you can tell, like, the origins of somebody's spirit and stuff by looking at their armor and structures and stuff. It's very much like that. Yeah, it's on a much higher level that these things are placed and put in place, that they come into place on.
Well, as you know, one of my favorite areas is to actually work in the etheric bodies. I absolutely love that. And it's really interesting because, you know, Michelle is so right on when she says, you know, when we work in the aura field and also the etheric bodies, you know, we remove a lot of these things that inhibit us or is unnecessary at this time. Some of those elements were actually placed there to assist us through a period of time of growth. And then we'll find that they're no longer useful for our growth because we have reached a certain level of consciousness and it's important to remove them. And I know one incident, Michelle, I was doing etheric work and I was observing the young lady that I was working on. And I actually removed a rope around her neck. And it was so intriguing because she held her head to her right side, and I knew immediately that she had been hung in a past lifetime. And so she was still living that part of that expression here in this lifetime, so I actually removed that. Do you remember that, Michelle?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was quite amazing.
That's very, very typical. A lot of times people, the physical problems are related to what's going on in that aspect of their being, and you don't get the healing from anything you've tried. It doesn't work. Well, that's why. It's not on the physical level that it's existing. You heal it on the level that is the blueprint for the body, and then the body will reflect the healing.
Yes. Yes. Well, Free Child says, once again, carried from one life to another also. So that is why it is so important to do inner plane work each lifetime.
That's what's so important about this work, because you can help facilitate somebody going through something that they could spend their whole lifetime working on. You could take care of it in a minute. If they've learned the lessons, if they've got it, if they're ready to assimilate it, it can be removed.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's a mark of your progression. It's one of the things we all have to clear up our... We have to clear up our records. And we have to make... We all have to make right with our own lives. And this is our whole life. Doesn't matter past, present, whatever. We all have to get through all of our stuff to make this transition.
Absolutely. For all those that have joined us, our guest for this evening is Dr. Michelle Harrison, and she is sharing a wealth of wonderful and powerful empowerments with each of us tonight. And Michelle, share a little bit more of the work that you are actually doing in the very near future with all the listeners.
Yeah, so the work that we are doing is developing a healing center, developing a healing system based on prevention and based on being healthy, using the tools that we have gathered along the way and these tools for empowerment. Right now we are building our school and our center right here, right now, to help people heal from the inside out, and also to show other people how they can help people do the same, to heal from the inside out, to be and to live from the inside out, from the center outward.
Absolutely. We have a question from one of the listeners, and Gentle Breeze says, so this work carries over to the next life.
It carries, yeah, it carries so far. It's incredible. It really is. Like I said, the changes that were brought about exceeded what anybody could have ever imagined. And anybody here on earth, but also in heaven. It's been a surprise for all of us.
Well, the second part, Gentle Breeze, question is what about the DNA work as well?
The DNA work, you mean with DNA activation?
Yes.
The DNA activation, once you get your DNA activated, you can do it one-on-one. There's a wand that's specifically designed to channel this energy and to make the activation. And Leilani is trained to do DNA activations. There are people all over the world trained to do these types of DNA activations. You also can participate in a group DNA activation and have your DNA activated that way. It's a simple process. It takes about an hour to 2 hours. The group activation takes anywhere from 6 to 8 hours. Once you're activated, you'll get two bottles called antimony. One's antimony purificado, one's antimony crystallis. You take one in the morning, seven drops in the morning, seven drops at night. You take it till the bottle's gone. It takes about 2.5-3 months. That's all you need to do to make sure that all your DNA is activated. You just have to take that antimony. The antimony helps release the toxins from your cells. When your DNA gets activated, it's going to release a bunch of toxins. And if you don't have the antimony, the body will shut down the activation process because it doesn't want to trigger one of the dread diseases like cancer or diabetes or something. So that's why we're seeing an increase in that disease as people's DNA is activating. We'll see a lot more of the dread diseases come up because Well, because we don't know what, most people don't know what's going on, and they're not taking it into account. And there is no other substance to that'll help the cell release, the cellular DNA release the debris like the antimony will. The purificado takes the debris out. The chrysalis helps the DNA crystallize and form. So that's important. It takes 9 months currently for somebody to become fully active. There's exercises, rituals, there's diet, there's changes in your household, lots of things you can do to help that process happen more fully and more easily and comfortably and more completely. But also, if you don't do anything but take that antimony, you're fully activated.
Well, real quick, Michelle, I'm really glad that you shared that with all the listeners tonight. And I want to say real quick to all our listeners, if I have failed to see your question or comment, please forgive me. As you all know, it's I always like to present your questions and comments to our guests. And I've got one more question here that I would like to share with you. 144 square root of 12, any connection to that? And that is from Del Rey.
Oh, yeah, exactly, because there are 12 dimensions of this physical earth. They're called the 12 dimensions. They're called the 12 spiritual dimensions of the physical earth, the 12 shamanic dimensions. The 12 dimensions that we exist in. We exist in all 12. So the DNA activation is your 12 DNA to the 12th power exactly. Exactly, that's what it is. So we get all of us on all 12 dimensions turned on and lit up with that DNA activation process. And then as the activation continues, then we light up more of our DNA and more of our DNA till we get the whole 144. It's a chain reaction that started with the activation process. It starts
I'm going to have to say goodnight to you. We are coming very close to the end of our broadcast.
That's a perfect end note.
Yes, it is, isn't it? It always
yeah,
is.
Yeah, perfect. Because it's survival technology.
I do want to let all our listeners know that Dr. Michelle Harrison will be on the show once a month with all of us to each month, excuse me. And so please put on your calendars. I will post those dates for all of you. I know that all of you will want to tune in to listen more to what Michelle has to share with all of you tonight. It has been a true honor, Michelle, and we look forward to your return back to the World Global Healing Circle of Light, and thank you so much. Remember, all listeners, you are the power and the authority of you, your worlds, and activities. Good night to each and every one of you, and bless you all. Good night.
One day God will show me what I need. Right now, I'm not so sure about myself. Will I ever turn and face myself and learn to fly?